As I looked over scriptures to use for this morning, as we prepared our hearts and minds to really come to some thoughts about giving, about financial giving and personal giving, as we think about Consecration Sunday and what gift it is that we are going to commit and consecrate to the Lord, I had a huge number of scriptures to choose from. You may have been told this several times, but it's always helpful for me to remember that Jesus talked in the New Testament about money and possessions and wealth more often than any other subject he talked about, save one, the kingdom of God itself. And in fact, he often talked about the kingdom of God in terms of our wealth and our possessions and our money. The Old Testament is also full of scriptures about the call to give, the call to remember where our blessings have come from, the concept that we are not owners, but stewards. But I fell upon this scripture in Deuteronomy, and I really wanted to use it because I think it is such a beautiful liturgy that puts together so many of the components of what giving is about. And I thought this morning, as we think about giving and what our gift is going to be, that we think about what the purpose of giving is in the first place, and what that has to do with God and faith and church and life, and how they're all connected. The first thing that this liturgy shows us about giving is that giving calls us to remember. It says, when you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you possess it, and you settle in it, then I want you to remember. At least that's how I see it. I want you to remember where you got this land from. And I've got a way to help you do that. Because as it happens, there's a tendency for people, for me, and definitely for the Israelites, if you read their story, that when things got going well, when they got settled in that land, and they weren't having to depend on the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day just to know where they were going, when they weren't dependent on God's direction to not get lost in the wilderness, and they had their own houses and their own vineyards and their own orchards and their own fields and their own days to be about, it was going to be really easy to forget how they got it in the first place, where it all came from. The very fact that they had a house to wake up in, grapes to harvest, a field to hoe, was all a gift of God. And so God says, I have a way that we're going to remember. Once a year at harvest time, when you're bringing in all of this bounty, you're going to set aside a part of it. Now, this doesn't give a specific amount. It says some. But I'll be honest with you. Most other places it brings up, God has a particular measure. It's a tithe. It's a tenth. It's an amount that I don't know why, but has something to do with our connectedness with God. It's a calling. We don't all start there. We're not all ready for that. But I want you to be aware, it's a calling that's there. I'm going to set aside some of this. Some of the first fruits. You know, not the leftover canned goods that are on the shelf from last year that we didn't end up needing, but the first fruits. The best out of the field. And you're going to place it in a basket. And you're going to bring it to a special place. And you're going to stand before the priest. and you're going to say, I have taken possession of the land. I have been blessed. I am living in the land that God has given me. And this very basket is proof of all that God has done in my life. And then, as the basket is set down in front of the altar, there is a very long liturgy of what they recite. And notice it's just not a thank you for making this year good, or thank you that my family was fed last winter, or thank you for a bountiful harvest. But it is a liturgy that goes through all of the ways that God has been working in the history of the people. The people that are going to end up doing this liturgy are not the people that were taken out of Egypt. They're not going to be the people that were wandering around in the wilderness. They're not even going to probably be the people that took possession of the land. As the years go by, they're going to be people that are going to need to be reminded. Reminded of how God has been blessing them for generations. The first thing that giving does is it reminds us that all that we have comes from God. And our very ability to give is because we have first been gifted. It is so easy to think that we are self-made people rather than God-made people. As we look at our possessions and all the things, to stand like Nebuchadnezzar did in our stories as we went through Daniel and say, looking over the great Babylon and saying, see what I have done. We need to be reminded and brought back to the fact it is what God has done for us. The other thing that giving does is it gives us an opportunity to respond. I really love this liturgy because so much of the action is by the people. Did you notice that? It's not the priest that does the liturgy. It's the people. There's so much action there on the people. The people harvesting, the people taking, the people bringing, the people saying, the people giving. Giving is really our opportunity to respond to all that God has done for us. Another really neat part of this whole liturgy of giving is the way in which it sanctifies our lives in the whole. We bring the part as a representative of the whole that God has given us. And in a sense, in sanctifying what we set before God, we're sanctifying the whole of it. All of our finances, all of our possessions, all of the blessings that we have in God. This liturgy in particular really points out the sense of encompassing a lot more than what we do just right here. Did you notice where this liturgy starts? It doesn't start in the sanctuary. It doesn't start with the priest, and it doesn't start with the altar. It starts in the field, in the place of work. When they're in the field, when they're harvesting, they take a basket and they fill it with some of the first fruits. Think about that. And then they bring it to the sanctuary, the temple, the house of God. And then following that, they have a great big party. And we're going to do that. We're going to have a party to celebrate all that God has blessed us. And so there's a sense that this liturgy takes it from the field, of the place of work, those places that we really don't even consider sacred, and says, this is a sacred place that God is working. The place where we make our money. The place where we spend our time. It was the fields for them. What is it for us? And says, out of this comes your gift. This is the place of God's working and blessing. And then brings it into the sanctuary and then celebrates as a whole community. Do you also notice how public giving is? So often we talk about this gift being a covenant between God and ourselves, a very private matter. But there's something about covenant that is communal, that involves other people when God gets involved. I'm very fascinated with how public this liturgy is. Because, you know, we are really pretty private about our giving. I know I am. In fact, my mother laughs that in our family, they're really, you know, in society, like, all the taboos are gone. I mean, you can talk about anything, you know. Everything's off, you know, that used to be off limit is now, you know, just fine to talk about. Except one thing, money. You know, you can talk about sex, just don't talk about money. It's the last taboo that's left. Money and possessions and our connection to them. And what we're doing with them. And I think there's really something very challenging in just how public this liturgy is, and giving us a place to publicly celebrate, to publicly remember, to see others do that as we do that, that everything that we have and everything everybody else has really comes from God. Giving is also something that unites us with the receiver. The giver and the receiver become united in covenant. There's a sense, you know, we talked earlier about the fact that our ability to give comes out of the fact that God has already blessed us. In the fact, in this liturgy, it's really the land that is the gift of God that allows them to be able to give back the bounty of the land. It's connected. It makes them in covenant. This comes out of a sacrificial theology understanding. And the fact when you give a gift, you don't give it as something that you're just parting with, that you're just disposing of unilaterally. You know, well, here it is. It's not, you know. You're giving something that is a part of you and that you're connected with. That's why they gave the first fruits. That's why they gave the best. It wasn't so much, you know, clean out the closet and saying, well, you know, I don't wear these clothes anymore, and I'm not using these toys anymore. And we bag those things up, and we're done with them, and we send them off to the Goodwill, and we think we're just, you know, incredibly good people because we didn't throw them in the dumpster where they probably belonged. This is a giving of the first fruits. It's a giving of the best. It's more like the old concept of 4-H and the county fairs and the town fairs, where you go into the garden and you choose the most gorgeous, largest, most perfect pumpkin, and you set it on the table to be judged. Or you pick the best calf and take the best care of it and present that before everybody in the community as this is what is going on in your farm, and this is the kind of produce you have and the kind of livestock you have. It's a giving of the best, of something that we've taken time in, that we've invested in, that we love and that we care about. And that in giving it, we are giving a part of ourself. And that the receiver in receiving it is receiving a part of who we are. Our sacrifice. Our love. And we are entering into relationship through that sacrifice. That's sacramental theology. God gave the land, and they received it. And then they give back the harvest, and God receives it. It's reciprocal. The giving allows the giving. Our theology of sacrifice has changed some as being people of the New Covenant. Testament means covenant. The New Testament, the New Covenant. We have a new way in which we understand sacrifice and giving. God has given the ultimate sacrifice once and for all, His very life in Jesus Christ. And in receiving that life, we are given life. and it makes all else possible that we do and that we are. In that kind of understanding of giving, it almost seems anticlimactic to talk in terms of a gift of money, or a gift of time, or a gift of resources. Because in that kind of concept of giving, giving becomes so much more. I want to read a quote to you from C.S. Lewis. The Christian way is different, harder and easier. Christ says, "Give me all. I don't want so much of your time and so much of your money and so much of your work. I want you. I have not come to torment your natural self, but to kill it. No half measures are any good. I don't want to cut off a branch here and a branch there. I want to have the whole tree down. Hand over the whole natural self, all the desires that you think innocent, as well as the ones you think wicked, the whole outfit. And I will give you a new self instead. In fact, I will give you myself. My own will shall become yours." Wow. What a standard. But we have to start somewhere. We have to begin with something. And the really wonderful thing about God is such a wonderful, caring, understanding God who will take our starting point. In fact, will start it for us. We couldn't come to God, so God came down to us. We couldn't come up to God's standards, so God gave His life for us. When you are thinking about what your commitment, what your gift, what you want to consecrate to the Lord next Sunday, it is my prayer that a part of you will go into that. A celebration of remembrance of all that God has done for you over the history, including the giving of Jesus Christ. That you will just feel a true desire to respond to that and to rejoice. That you will see that God is sanctifying your whole life and not just a part of it. And that in the gift that you give, in the commitment that you make, in the token that it is, that it will be one step farther in entering into a deeper relationship with God. I like this liturgy that is here for one more reason, because it's really a lot about how we're going to do things next Sunday. You are going to be given an opportunity to take your gift, your commitment, and to set it upon the altar yourself with as much time as you want to take to do that. And with whatever words, privately, publicly, out loud, or silently, you want to share. You're going to bring that gift from your life, the whole of your life, your work, your play, because it's out there where you're making the money that you're going to be committing on that Sunday. And following that, we're going to do just what it says there. We're going to have a celebration. We're going to get together as a community and celebrate what God has done.